Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannett, and this is Tracy Mahan.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody.
What's good, everyone?
It's been a long time. Oh, I've got to mute my other screen.
It's like, who's that other person coming in here?
She sounds just like Julia.
She does.
Wow. I'm muted. Okay. Except for now it's not working. So sorry, everybody in chat.
I got to work on this here. Just okay.
What you guys don't know is there's a height complex thing going here. I'll give a more of a view of the Octurian.
Perfect. Yeah.
Hey, I want to show you guys what I got myself for Christmas.
Okay.
So I always have all my cards sitting over here, right? Look at this beautiful little shelf now. Isn't that fun?
And that's probably that probably isn't holding all of them, is it? No.
I might need two or more. But it's so fun because I can just reach over here and be like, oh, what message do you have for me today? And then I'll pull a card out. Bring love into the situation.
Oh, okay.
I feel like loving that. So, oh my goodness, you guys, it's so good to be back.
And it is. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, nice. All right, so Julia wanted to pick the subject today. You guys are going to be patient with me because I can't get the other screen to work, so I got to do something different here. So go ahead and keep talking while I'm doing that.
Don't you love Tracy? I do.
Okay, so now the set. Okay, I got it muted. We're good. I think we're good. Should I say hi to everybody?
I think you should.
All right. Drum roll. Hello, Tracy, Wendy, Linda, Judy. Oh, you guys are all chatting in there. Lisa. And, oh, I'm sorry. We got Australia, Ohio. Hey, Wendy from Ohio. Okay.
That's fantastic. I love it. This is when they get together. So that's why they're all chatting.
Oh, I know. They're like, hey, how have you been? We do have New Zealand. Lisa from New Zealand. Viana, hello, Viana from California, Kathy, Arizona, and I think that's it. That's the end of our chat so far. Everybody get on over there. We're over at bbsradio.com, not .com, bbsradiotv at facebook.com. That's what it is, something like that. Anyways, come find us on Facebook. I've got us posted all over the place. Get in the chat room, say hello, and let's have a good time. Let's talk about Julia.
Very well done.
What do you guys
talk about Tracy?
What do you guys think Julia needs to know today?
Ooh,
ooh. Oh, yeah. What do I need to know?
Yeah.
You don't need to know that. What do I need to know? What do you guys, any intuitive hits? You got anything going on? You guys always like to talk about my auric field.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Let's do that.
I don't see one. So those of you that see it, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Maybe I don't have one today.
Maybe.
Guess what? My dog's going to try and go down the stairs right now. Hold on. he's going to make it. You guys heard it before.
Yeah, but we know what's going on.
Maybe don't go down the stairs right now. Don't do it. Okay, for those of you who don't know, I have an elderly dog, and he has a staircase that goes up to my bed. And this is the corner of my bedroom, if you didn't know. And he is trying to get down this steep staircase. And
it's... Or things left him abandoned.
Do I get up and go get him down so we don't hear him crash? You guys don't mind, right?
No.
Just give me a minute.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay, keep talking, Julia. Keep talking.
I was going to really tease you about it, but now you're taking care of it, so I can't tease you. So that just really messed it up.
He's in resistance. You guys, what you can't see right now is he's standing in the middle of the bed.
Oh.
And I'm trying to get to him. And then as I get to the side, he goes to the other side.
Now, I wonder, okay, so there's something. Has anyone else's animals or dogs been doing that today? Because mine has. It's like, maybe this is official keep away day or something.
This one has been holding my spot.
Oh, okay. Yes. Hi, Latte.
Okay, so we got that done. So now he's going to probably pace the floor and cry. So, yeah. Okay, I'm back.
Back up a little bit. You gotta get it right. There we go. Woohoo! Well, you can go down a little bit now.
I'm going to scoot in.
A little more to the right, a little to the left.
This one's just being adorable right now. All right. So we're not in a Mercury retrograde, right? We're not in that kind of case.
You were saying last night something about Venus retrograde. And
Venus is in retrograde. Yeah.
I kind of forgot about that. And so, I mean, it's like these planets and all their
retrograding. I'm still trying to pay attention to Tamara telling us about the moon going out of bounds.
True.
Yeah. And then on Sunday we had the new moon, and okay. I think that was triggering people emotionally too. So we've got this Venus in retrograde. We're reflecting on relationships. The things that are not working are fading out, and the things that are working are probably getting stronger. So you got that. And then you got the moon going in and out of bounds. Those are the notes I took. Anybody else take notes when Tamara was on?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
When you keep going the out of bounds, I think I keep saying it's like there's probably some kid playing like a slingshot. It's going, bing! You know, some kid out there is having fun with our moon and wreaking havoc with all of us.
Oh my God. I got to see if anybody was commenting on the dog. You had a dog question, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Judy says, you need to know we love you. We all love you and this show. Good. That's good because you're putting up with a lot. I mean, I would have brought Narlin over to introduce to all of you, but I don't know if you see it. He got me with his foot because he didn't want me to pick him up.
Okay.
And so he put his foot up and he scratched my face.
Okay.
That's animal abuse.
So yeah, it's human abuse.
Human abuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got it good. Anyways, he got me here. So if you see me doing this a lot, it's because I'm like, God, he left a mark.
He was just showing you love.
He was showing me fear.
Oh, okay.
He was showing me fear. He likes it when I pick him up and put him down. As you can tell, he cries at the steps. He doesn't want that. But then the whole idea of losing control and letting someone else have that for a moment while we put him on the ground.
Okay.
It's a control thing.
I understand those things.
You guys are awesome in the chat room. Hello from Dallas, says Amy. And we say hello back to Amy. I'm not seeing any dog comments. Are you guys not having animal issues?
No animals doing the keep away thing. No doggies.
You guys aren't chasing your dogs around the bed? Come here.
I mean,
it was just enough out of reach. Yeah. I almost kind of wish I would have turned the camera so you guys could have seen me trying to get the dog.
Jumping all over the bed.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So we are going to talk about something fascinating.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about you. Okay. Who is picking up? Yeah. What are you seeing in Tracy's aura?
Anybody? Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing that yet, but Linda's cats are just chilling. You know, Linda, you'd be a good one to just tune in to me. Tune in. What do you get? What do I need to know other than how to pick up a dog without getting boxed in the jaw? Okay, we're going to wait for that video. You know, our video lags, so they don't get what we're actually saying until a little bit later. So we're going to have to give that a second. And Wendy has a cat, 3 ponies, 5, I don't know what 5 shooks are. No dogs. What's a shook?
I don't know. I do not know. I've not heard that. Sounds fancy.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Everybody seems to have their pets are fine. Their pets are fine.
So it's just us.
It's just us.
What's that about? Okay.
I don't know. We got things to talk about here.
I was going to say, we probably need to get on to something that has relevance to something.
Okay. Go for it. What should we talk about? I mean, there's been a lot of things going on energetically. We were gonna talk about love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're gonna bring in something that you've been getting, but we were talking about this last night, and it's really interesting because it's kind of like a new trend that you're seeing. But it's not, like you said, it's not for everybody. It's enough that it might be relevant for.
Yeah, it might be fun to talk about it, see what people's experiences are.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know,
the chicken. A shook is a chicken.
Oh, so it's not a breed of a cat. It's a chicken. Okay.
Sorry. Saw that on the side there. Anyway, so yes.
Yeah. I mean, because we have these things, people are always so, you know, I mean, the relationships, that's a big deal. That's kind of why we're here on planet Earth is to explore relationships and have those things. And so that is a big topic. And that's why people have so many questions around them. And then we want to be in a really significant relationship. And so that we feel that pull to people. And so that's where we get those soulmates and twin flame questions and things like that. It's understandable, you know, yeah. And it's like, these are phases that we are going through in our growth or something. I don't know. That's where you have now come in with some more information as to what's happening there. So take it away, Tracy.
Well, if you give me the microphone, I'm going to talk and talk a lot, but that's, you know, fine. That. So, what's been going on with, this is through the channeling. It's been coming in that we're now finding ourselves at that point. And some people I'm sure have already gotten there, but it's becoming, so we have the soulmates, right? The soulmates are working on karma, past lives, things that have happened in other lifetimes. You're working that out, you know, whatever that karma is.
Yeah, the ones that know all your trigger points, all your stuff, and all your, all that stuff.
Well, that's a twin flame.
Oh, that's a twin flame. Okay, so the soulmate.
Now, I want to just put this out there. These are my interpretations of the titles. So you guys might have a whole different idea of what this means, but bear with me.
This is good.
This is going to be a look into Tracy's world of what is a soulmate, what is a twin flame, and beyond.
This is great because I think it needs some differentiation, because it is. There's a lot of people, what is this? What is that? And I actually always kind of put the two together. Like, they kind of roll into one.
Yeah, I think in any relationship, regardless of the connection, you're going to have the triggers. That's what's supposed to happen, right? We're working out karma. We're working out different things. So, you know, or supposedly, and some people are saying, hey, there is no more karma. That isn't a thing anymore. And it's like, well, I don't feel like we've all caught up to that yet. But you've got your soulmate, you got your twin flame, right? Well, my understanding of soulmate, you're here to work out the karma. The twin flame is here to help you heal your own stuff. So, you know, this isn't about lifetimes of doing things to each other back and forth, and it's your turn to feel it, my turn to feel it, and our, you know, whatever. This is about, okay, now we have all these feelers that have been broken. And so now we're going to come in with our twin flame. And supposedly this isn't a karmic relationship. This is a deep soul bond where we agree to come in and I trigger you, you trigger me in the things that I need to heal, the things you need to heal. So we're going to heal those parts of ourselves that have been hurt, wounded, whatever, over lifetimes even.
So can we just call it a trigger relationship instead of a twin flame?
Right. What's with the twin? Let's call it a trigger. Now, let me tell you, looking at ourselves is one of the hardest things we'll do. So the twin flame relationship, the reason it's called the twin flame is because you have to have a bond so strong with that person, pulled so deep into that relationship, that you are willing to stick it out through thick and thin. This is somebody you cannot explain why you were pulled so hard to that person. And so you're going to stick it all out. And so that's the twin flame. Now here's the beautiful ending of a twin flame relationship. When you get through all those triggers and you're healing all those wounds, you get a graduation day, right? You graduate into a relationship that is what I call the sacred union. That's what it was coming through as this last week. The sacred union relationships are really starting to amp up. Well, these are the twin flame journeys that have made it to the end, and now they have the sacred union. Now we're not into the triggering anymore. You found that way to coexist in the beautiful world where you're supporting each other and you're in that unconditional love, all the fluffies, all the goodies, all the marshmallows, right? So anyway, so that's what's been coming in, is that we are now going into these sacred unions. And if you've been in a twin flame union that is not a romantic relationship, doesn't mean that you're going into sacred reunion union with that person. So that goes with any twin flame relationship. Some of the twin flames have decided that at the end of that journey, they're going to part and go have the sacred union or relationship with others. So, and that's okay. That's great. doesn't mean that you're in that with the person that you always thought was your twin flame. And now what happened? Was that not my twin flame? No, you did your work with that person and you have other contracts. So anyways, the sacred unions though. So in these channels, they show the twin flames. They've been telling me for, I would say probably over a year now that they've been moving the twin flame couples around. And so twin flames don't have to be gender, whatever. It's whatever it is. But you have the divine masculine, divine feminine. You know, one's probably going to be one, even though we all have both. You're probably having one play one role, the other play the other role. So not gender specific. Go into all of these places along the earth, all these ley lines, all these cross points of the ley lines, and they've been putting the twin flames all around the planet to hold these pressure points or these meridian lines of the earth to amplify the energy, to pump that energy into the earth. So there's this whole grid that I'm seeing in my head, and all these twin flame energies are amplifying each other, because that's what twin flames do. Rather they're getting along or not, they amplify. Yeah. And so they're all over the world amplifying this energy. Well, now we're moving into sacred union. And now they're starting to put the sacred union couples in very specific spots around the world, very, very high pressure point areas of the world. I always think of it like the meridian, you know, the meridians of the body, the acupuncture. Yeah. So you got your veins and then you got your arteries, right? Well, right. These sacred union energies are going into the artery points, right? The big veins. Mm-hmm. They're going to be pushing the energy through that. And so why am I telling you about all of this? Because these guys are like, when you hit that sacred union, you're going to think, okay, the twin flame, I didn't know I could feel anything deeper than that. That was so intense. Well, sacred union, you don't have any of the conflict or any of the triggers, right? And so that is more of a pure and even more pure energy of love. And they showed it to me like it amplifies times 10. So you got little twin flame energy, and then you've got sacred union energy, and they're putting that on the arteries of the nice. Earth, right? So we're getting all of that energy pumped in. So what is
and
that?
Then, and then what was the card that you pulled at the beginning of the show?
Oh yeah, let's go back there. Bring love into the situation. Boom, boom.
And then
boom.
This is what we're talking: amplified 10 times, amplified love.
Amplified love. And so the more people that make it into, if you're in a twin flame relationship and you feel like you guys have been doing your work and all of that, invite in that sacred union vibration into that and see if you're ready for it. Because the more people in the sacred union vibration and this amplified love frequency, well, hello, that goes out to the planet. So all these people who are in pain, hurting, fractured, you know, fragments of themselves, acting out in painful ways, they're getting the love frequency in all the right places, right? So we're healing the world. When you heal the world at that level and people are starting to feel the love frequency, they're going to start waking up to, I want more of this. How do I get that? Where do I go? They're not going to be so beaten down and dark night of the soul anymore. They're going to start coming out of that, and they're going to start waking up to wanting more of this love frequency, not wanting to be in this depression and other stuff. So we need to do this, right? This is a good goal for all of us to just get out and be in our sacred unions of love to the planet, so that we can just get everybody in this love frequency with us. And then we can all sing the Kumbaya songs and any of those other Age of Aquarius songs. And we can just be dancing in the meadows and having beautiful, beautiful healing going all around the world.
So put the daisy in my hair. And
Yeah. I would love to see that. Oh, you know, I think I have seen that before with the little wreath of flowers on your hair.
Yes, when we were married. Yes.
Okay, inside jokes.
Yep. Speaking of unions.
Look at us. Look at us go. So, yeah, we're just bringing in that love frequency for everybody. You're going to confuse our audience, and I think that's funny, and I'm going to let it happen.
What? They're married? What?
I know, right?
No ring. Where's the, put a ring on it.
Yeah.
I'm not so cheap.
I think how many hours later was it we got unmarried? We realized what happened. We're like,
Yeah, that ain't right. Something's not right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, guys, when you bring in past lives. And obviously we must have had one where we were married.
Yeah.
And that energy was very strong when we did the Stone Mountain hike.
Right. So it's like,
what happened on Stone Mountain? It sounds like a bad movie.
Wedding on Stone Mountain.
Yeah. Oh, one day maybe we'll bring that picture up and share it with everyone so they can laugh with us. But just real quick, you guys, there was this beautiful wreath made out of flowers for Julia, and she put it on her head. And one of the attendees of the class said, "Oh, you too," because, you know, we're friends. And so she's like, "Hey, you too." And there was this beautiful sunset going on. She goes, "Face each other." And
she's taking Kaya, pictures.
Well, she took a picture, but Kaya got the picture because Kaya was the one that sent it to us the next day. And he says, "This looks like a Martian wedding." And it really did. And so we were giggling about it. But then we realized that other things were happening that were like, do people think, wait, is there an energy going on here? So there was a lot going on. Weddings on Mars. Yes. So maybe it was a Martian wedding that we had originally, and it was just reenacting it. Maybe it wasn't from this world.
Yeah. Otherworldly wedding.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta read some things because some of that doesn't make sense. So I gotta get back to it. Okay. So Wendy is saying that her husband passed away 18 years ago. It was a divine counterpart relationship. Then comes along Trigger Man.
I love it, Trigger Man.
Okay. I have to tell you, you know, some of that divine stuff can come from a counterpart that is not in a human body right now. So Wendy, that could be the sacred union could be created through that frequency with your husband who passed away. Mm-hmm. You kind of left us hanging with Trigger Man, but I think maybe there's more coming. So, yeah.
Well, and see what I'm getting from that too. It's like, okay, the one you had that was probably completing some things from previous and stuff. And it was also show you what a wonderful relationship looks like. And then that was done. And then now you had to grow some more. So that's why you got Trigger Man, so that you could go through these things to get you ready for whatever is next, you know. So, but you've got to work these things out. You've got to work on you. And so in that way, Trigger Man is really wonderful, but boy, they can be a pain in the...
I like to look at... Okay, so we got Kathy here saying, "I just left a 20-year relationship very amicably, like we both just knew. Okay, time to move on." And it is crazy, and that is what's happening right now. It's like we're so evolved that it's like, okay, well, this isn't working for either of us, and we can both be happy doing something different, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So very powerful time when you're doing the work and you're healing those old wounds. And you know, I've heard a lot about conscious uncoupling lately, and and seen a couple in action doing that, and it's amazing to me. So, okay, so Linda says, "Yep, that's what I got. We have to amplify out the love energy from high heart, crown chakra. That's our job at the moment. But it's tough. It's not tough. We're love. It's love." And I love, you know. So Linda's in Australia. I'm in Oregon. We're getting the same messages. That's the stuff I love. It's like we are all getting the same messages. And I've had that happen actually recently, reconnecting with somebody I hadn't talked to in forever. And it's like, oh, I'm doing this. Wait, I'm doing that too. Oh, I've been doing this and this, and this is the information I've been getting. Wow, that's the same thing that's happening over here.
Wow.
And so a lot of that's going on where there's so much confirmation, right, of... we're all getting these same things. And so, okay. So saying hi to Deborah, Chris, Shauna. We got some more people coming in. Hopefully I got everybody. I think I got everybody. just saying hi to everyone. So love frequencies. So as let's ask her some questions. Okay. So
love vibe.
So I'm not going to ask you to tap into this because I know how excited you get when I do that. Like, tune in. But when you hear me talk about this sacred union, what comes to mind for you? What do you see happening in the world?
We'll talk about it. No, I saw, I have to go back to that space when you're talking about it. When you were talking about the arteries and the, but yeah, I was, it shows, I love how they have chosen so many ways to show people. That's interesting that that came out of my mouth because that's not what I was going to say. That's weird. Okay.
While you're doing that. Hi, Lisa Jane in New Zealand. Okay.
I just remember I got a similar visual as to what I got a long time ago in a session when I was trying to figure out what I would be doing. And it was showing me like teaching people energy, things like that, and how to manifest. Okay. But when it took it out further, it just said, when you do this, you teach people how to heal the world, you know? And it was showing this beautiful pink energy around the earth. And it showed like hands being around it, but it was like, and it was a similar thing as when you were taking that, it was like, and you said the arteries, seeing that was like that pumping and the love. So it's probably why that was, it's interesting. It's that similar, that love energy. That's how we heal. We heal the earth. We heal each other. We heal. It's just, it's wonderful healing.
Well, yeah. And it's, so the way I was seeing that, you know, you finished your mm-hmm. self-healing journey, and who knows if that's ever done. So don't take that out of context, everybody, but you're on this self-healing journey. So at this point, the ones that make it to that, you know, whatever sacred union, these are the ones that have done the healing to a level of being able to bring that to the rest of us, you know? So it's like, hey, you've leveled up and now you're sharing that with us. Thank you. And so now it's out in that collective where we can all grab hold of it and the rest of us can get there a lot faster. Now, I was seeing that it wasn't a lot of unions right now, but mm-hmm. as the twin flame journey continues with, yeah. so many people are finding their twin flame right now that, you know, I hear it all the time. Oh, I think this, you know, I think this person might be my twin flame because this happens, mm-hmm. you know, and we've talked about it. Yeah. And, so as we look at these people, all these masses of people that are finding their twin flame journey now, you know, that's all of those eventually end with that sacred union.
Yeah.
So it's just
another thing I got, cause you're saying it's not that many now, but it's like, as they start happening, so then they start being examples for others to show them the way to, it's like, here is a sampling. This is what this kind of a relationship can look like. Sometimes we have to see it. We have to understand it and have that as an example to then now follow it. So like when you were saying, you know, call that in, if it's time for you, then it will be there. And then that's how you're helping others. You're just a little further down the road. So yeah. Setting that example.
Well, and everyone can't get there at the same time. That would be too much, right? Mm-hmm.
That makes too much
hitting, yeah. Everybody, you know, the ones that aren't ready for all of that yet. Could you imagine that, you know?
All that love energy.
I'm out. Yeah. So we don't want people to be so uncomfortable that they don't want to be here. Yeah. But we want
love,
the ones that.
Love coma.
Yeah. Love coma might be a little too much. Might be too intense. Because, you know, we have to love ourselves enough to receive, yeah. that. And so that's what we're, you know, we need everybody to get to that place where you're loving yourself enough to actually receive that energy of love. So if somebody's in a bad place, you know, dark nights,
yeah.
then they may not be able to receive it the same way.
Right. Might not be able to receive it, but if they can see it around them, or if they're getting that vibration around them, that will help them to maybe start seeing the light at their end of their tunnel.
Yeah. I like that. We like lights at the end of tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we get. Okay. My husband has said that he and I have had many lives together. I do feel an interesting connection in this with him, mm-hmm. Kind of out of the norm. is that, I can't read. Sorry about that, Sarah. I'm reading this butchery. Maybe it's because that wasn't Sarah's post. Sarah posted next and it bounced the other one, and that's why I lost it. Okay, let me start over. Okay, kind of out of the norm. Is this kind of what you were talking about? I missed the first few minutes. Sorry. Okay, so that's from Deborah. Yeah, that can totally be a twin flame relationship where you come back together. You've done a lot of work, lifetimes together, out of this world, in this world. So a twin flame is going to be someone who triggers you a lot though, Deborah. So if you're not triggered a lot by your husband, then that might be a soulmate that's just helping you work through karmic issues. And that's not, it's not to downplay any relationship. No. You're lucky to have
very
that.
Important relationship.
You are very lucky to have that. Yeah, I don't want to make it sound like one's better than the other. By no means. That's not a more advanced or more important relationship by any means. If you are in a soulmate relationship, that is a deep and caring relationship. And you can have that beautiful, intimate, wonderful relationship with him and then find a twin flame in a coworker or a new best friend or something of that nature. It does not have to be a romantic partner to be your twin. It's just somebody that's going to come in and you're going to really be drawn to that person, and then they're going to poke your bear. Yeah. So, okay. And see it. Let me see if the next one here. Okay. So I think, so Sarah's answering another question that I must have messed up above, but so I won't read that one out loud because I don't know the content, but anyways, yeah. So the twin flame is the poke the bear a little bit. It's a beautiful relationship because the love's so deep that, you know, you can have it with anyone. So again, you could be in that soulmate relationship and married to that and stay in that and have a twin relationship with somebody that's platonic and never meant to be anything romantic. But it's somebody that you care so deeply about that you're going to hang in there with them and work through things. So, yeah.
We came here to have these relationship experiences.
Here we go. All right. Well, I'm going to hand the baton over to you. I feel like I've been talking and here you go.
No, I think it's been great.
You're just like... So how's my chin doing? Is that red mark going away?
It's looking good.
There's all right.
A little piece there, but it's doing really good.
Yeah. I can get out my magic little camera. Okay. What do you guys think? Gone?
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't do that sooner. The whole time I'm like, gosh, that's still red. For those of you who missed it, I tried to get my dog off the bed and he hit me on the face with his paw claw. Yeah, human abuse. We've already talked about it.
Yeah, over, done.
Might be a support group I'm forming later. We'll see. Okay, so Linda says, I've been with my soulmate for 30 years. He's my rock, so I can do my work mission in this lifetime. Perfect example. Yes, there are soulmates that have come together to do that. Yeah. To help support you and move you through things like that, so that you can do what you came here to do. Mm-hmm. And some people didn't design to meet their twin flame in this lifetime. It's not necessary. So
yeah, and I think that was the thing that you were saying last night. It was that, and that's what we were kind of debating with whether we want to talk about it tonight, was that it's not like it's everybody's going to do this. It's those that are choosing to, those that have set that up to be part of that. So it's not like, it's not an elite group. It's not like, oh, you have been chosen, none of that. It's just who's in that place or they want that experience and they're ready.
Yeah. If we want to assign it like that, then we could even say, okay, there was a group of volunteers that came in to form these unions so that they could bring in the divine masculine, divine feminine balance during the time of transition into the Aquarius age. Are you keeping up? And so that group of people are here to do that. And then there's another group of volunteers that came in to be, you know, the grid keepers, the ones that are working on the ley lines, the ones that are healing the crystals. And then there's another group of people that came in, you know, and we could do that. One's more special than the other. Sorry, folks.
Exactly. And thank you for doing it, because we get things like that. It's like, oh, well, I'm one of this. And it's like, that's not how it works. And I mean, maybe you are. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, yes. But everybody is part of something. That's how I see it. You know, you're all part of something, and there's so many different groups and collectives that have come here. And
equally as important as the other. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was having that conversation.
Those are the ones that we've identified so far. That's it. You know, there's, who knows what all there is. I mean, it'll keep coming to the surface. We'll know more and more.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And what I want to say to all of you is absolutely every one of you is more than you think you are.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you're more than the person next to you.
Perfectly said.
Yeah. So you're all amazing, beautiful, necessary, absolutely phenomenal souls. And so is the person next to you. You're here doing different things, and we need all of us.
Yes.
So it's beautiful. Okay. Is a twin flame always another person? I've heard someone recently talk about a twin flame relationship in terms of your higher self. Yeah. That's a belief system. Maybe. I don't know. I think we each can do,
you know what,
that for ourselves, right?
What came in really fast is I think that was some confusion. Maybe it was a guide, and it was confused to be the higher self, and it's actually a guide. And I can see that happening with a guide.
Oh yeah, like with the husband that's passed. You know, there's you still have that connection with that that sacred energy, and it would make sense that some are off planet and on planet.
Right.
To make those connections, those threads of connections as well. There's so much we don't know.
Exactly.
So much we don't know. Mm-hmm. And such powerful things. So when we get these little pieces of information that are kind of new and we haven't heard this yet, it's like, oh, that's exciting. And it's fun. And then it evolves. So we got like a crumb of this information. We don't know how expansive that actually gets.
Yeah. So. I mean, and you know, higher self could possibly be... but when you said that, that's what came in. It was like, no, confused guide.
And so the guide is the sacred or the twin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was confused. It's like whoever said that was probably seeing it something outside of, you know, like in this other realm or something. And it's like, cause that's just what came in. Now I'm trying to analyze, you know, it's like,
yeah, how could it be? That.
Yeah, it's like, okay, because you love exploring my brain when I do that. Let's see how her brain works.
Come on, guys, let's get in there.
Yeah. but when you think of what the higher self and what little we know about it right now, but anyway, it's essentially God. I mean, really, I mean, it's connected to God. It's the all, you know, it's all everything. It comes and has these experiences. So, I mean, we can have that beautiful loving because it's, that's us. We're from it, you know, thing. So that's that deep abiding love that is it. So I could see that, but we all have that. So to be a twin flame, I just don't know. See, my brain can't compute that. If you see where I'm trying to go with that, it just doesn't compute.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, the only way that it would be like a higher self is if you've already bonded with, like, in another lifetime, maybe you bonded with the twin flame and went through this journey and completed it. Now you're a complete flame. I don't know. Cause isn't the twin.
No, it's just one. One flame.
Now you're doing this. Yeah,
I don't know. You know what? Okay. Ask more questions. More questions are needed around that. So if you have the person that got that, it sounds like they got it from somebody else. They were told that. So I am getting that you need to ask yourself and of your higher self and get more information, get clarification around that. Yeah. And trust the answers that you get. Trust yourself to have the answers.
Okay, so Linda's putting, I had a QHHT client shown his current life off planet, two parts of the same soul doing related missions. Yeah, that's my understanding. It's a split apart. Twin flame is the other part of you, and that's why it can bring out the stuff that needs to be healed. Mm-hmm. So
who knows you better than you?
Best relationship I've ever had. The longest one too. It's amazing.
True.
Oh,
true.
My goodness.
It's like I've known you all my life.
Wow. You're like home. Okay.
Oh, you guys, thank you for hanging in there and staying with us.
Really.
Oh, okay. So we've got, it bounces when I post. I had a trigger man for 18 years. Huh. That's a long time. So here's the other thing we're doing, you guys. We're all evolving. So we get to decide, do we want to keep repeating these cycles or do something different to get out of them? And, you know, so it's not easy to get out of some of that stuff because we are entangled emotionally with it as well. You know, these are our soul family. These are people we love dearly.
Exactly.
So, you know, it is a journey of self-love. Remember that twin is the trigger man is the journey of self-love. So that person is teaching you to love yourself. Mm-hmm. So congratulations if you've made it through that. And, you know, it's not always a quick journey. Yeah. Sometimes we do go through that cycle and it depends on what generation, right? Like mm-hmm. my grandparents or even my parents are like, you know, they're in these relationships. Once you get married, you don't get out of that. You're married. You stay in that. And so even, you know, how many of us know somebody that's been in a marriage that you're like, man, why didn't those two separate? My goodness. Mm-hmm. You know, they're toxic. And yet there they are. They stay together because of a belief system. And maybe that'll take them a couple lifetimes to get through.
Right. Well, that's a belief system and I think a comfort.
Probably. Yeah. Familiarity and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is what I know. And so I'm going to stay.
Right. But, how many of us, okay, this is just, I mean, we're going down this road. Let's go down it. How many of us have been in not so healthy in relationships but you're afraid, we're afraid to get out because we don't know if there's anything else out there that's better. It's like, maybe this is just how it is. And that's what I was meaning by earlier. Like when these unions happen, that's giving examples of, this is how you can be. You don't have to stay in a relationship that you're settling for, that is not to your highest, either of you, you know, it's not to your health, you know, and things like that. You know, you can do something else. But how many of you know somebody or are in a situation like that, that I mean, you don't have to admit it. I mean, it's just, but sometimes we're in it for longer than we really intend to be, just, you know, for things like, because we're afraid to move out. We're afraid to leave it because we just don't know.
That always makes me think of the little cartoon with Jesus with the little girl that holds the teddy bear. And then he's got the bigger teddy bear behind his back. And she's like, but I love it. And he's trying to take the little one so he can give her the big one. Uh-huh. So that's, I mean, that metaphor is so relevant in so many ways, right? It's like we're holding on to that little teddy bear, not realizing there's a bigger teddy bear coming.
Much bigger.
And not trusting Jesus, trying to take that out of our hands so he can give us something better. So, you know, if you are in that situation, so Wendy's saying now he's gone silent again, trigger man of 18 years. So it's, you know, think about, what do you want? Is this making you happy? What are you getting from that? All the questions that I think Julia would ask me. So what are you getting from that? Where's that? Yeah. Are you happy in that situation? There's no judgment. You could go back to that 100 more times. Do it, you know, and see what happens and evolve in a different way. There's no wrong way to do anything. There's no judgment here on anything. You just need to decide what's going to make you happy. Is this making you happy? And I think the test for all of us is if this is not a system that's working, if it's not a cycle that's helping you grow, what could you do different to change that up? And I think we learned that in Colorado when we were in a cycle, this perpetual thing that kept going wrong. And we're like, we need to do something different.
Yeah.
We changed it. And then boom, the rest of the day was beautiful.
Shifted. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's really important to start recognizing, what is the cycle here? What keeps happening? How is it making me feel? How would I like to feel instead? And what steps would I take to make that happen? Because you're not going to change the other person. And I said this to somebody today. I said, God isn't here to change your situation. God's here to change you. And that's, you know, I use the God reference. I know that's not for everybody, that the universe is not interested in changing your situation. The universe is interested in changing you. It keeps showing up and showing up in that pattern.
Let's make it even more than the universe. I mean, this is why you are here. You are here to change yourself. You put yourselves in these situations so that you can learn and be exposed to things about yourself, so you will change a thing. You are the one that's doing it. We can say it's universe, but it's you.
Yeah.
You individually, this is that little piece of that higher self that came in here to learn and grow. And that's how you do it. You create these situations to show yourself things to help you grow and move beyond. So it's like, what do I want to do? And that's, I mean, what is it always? The very first thing we need to do is go change the situation. I got to change the other person. Or if I could just have.
If they would just do this, then it would be so perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Or if I, you know, and how many times do we think money's going to change everything or whatever's going to change everything? It's like that. It's none of it.
No.
We're in these situations to learn more about ourselves so we can change ourselves. When we change ourselves, all of that changes. None of it will change.
All of it changes. Yeah.
All changes. Not one iota of it will change until change happens within ourselves first.
Absolutely. Yeah. Somebody had brought up, I'm only seeing the word narcissist and I don't know where it began, so I'm not going to trail that. But one of the things that that I've read over the last year is that if you are drawn in a relationship like that, good. Go look at that, because what's happening is there's wounds inside of you that you're healing. And that's why that's coming up for you. That's why that's being presented. So looking at why is this person in my life? Why is this pattern happening? What am I healing?
Yeah.
Where's that wound that I'm obsessed in this relationship or this pull, and why is it bringing me in like that? So, and of course,
keep looking.
We're going to send lots of love to all of those out there who are playing the role of the narcissist too.
Yeah, they do fantastic job. Oh my gosh, they are masters in their field of
masters.
They are so good. But there's nothing you can ever do will ever change them, them or anybody else.
I mean, and you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. No, that's, and then we're not even here to set examples for them. It's like, let all that go. Just work on you. And what do you want? Where do you want to be? Who do you want to be? You just focus on that. That all of the rest of it will change.
Yep. Because it's all your mirror.
Exactly. You are never going to get them to do anything that you want. Forget it. Just let it go.
The more you want it, the less that's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So that's going to, my whole screen just disappeared on me.
Oh,
I'm having so much fun with, Facebook. It's like if the sound pops on, I apologize ahead of time. So okay, I don't know how to get that back to my chat room. I'm gonna try this. It's okay.
So,
and there's the sound. Okay, now we're back. All right. So
woo! Tech genius, Tracy.
Okay, here we go. We got a good question. I think I've read part of it. Okay, how is one supposed to both completely surrender and give specifics of what you want when you are trying to manifest something into your life? I feel like it's not possible to do both.
It is. That's exactly what you're doing. When we say surrender, it means surrendering to the idea that you have to do anything. You are surrendering to, this is what I want. You're imagining yourself as the person you want to be or in the situation you want to be in, whatever that, and you surrender to that. You're letting go. Surrender is letting go. So you're letting go of whatever you currently have. See, and it's allowing that to be gone so that you can have the new. So you're giving up. It's like I lay my life down. That's what, you know, how we see
coming. Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, I'm laying my life down. In other words, I'm letting all of this go. I'm killing it to an extent. I'm letting it go. It's gone so that I may have whatever it is you're wanting to manifest.
You become that vibrational match when you're no longer holding on to that resistance, right?
Yeah, you can't hold on to this and have this. You have to let this one go in order to move into the next area.
We have Master Manifestor Monica Hope Dunn in the chat room.
Wouldn't it be fun if you could let it all go?
Yes.
And don't hold on to it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I love that Monica's here because we have had so much fun with her master manifesting techniques.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, loving that.
Everybody knows Monica.
Everyone knows Monica. We've quoted Monica every show.
Many times.
Yes. So, yeah, she says, ask for what you want, then let it go. Don't hold on to it. So perfect.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the laying down, it's like, see, you have to, in order to let go, that means like, forget, don't even pay attention to what is currently going on in your life. Because if you stay there and you keep focusing on that, then that might negate what it is you're looking for. And it's like, oh, wait a minute, but this is what's happening here. So that means it's not happening. And so you start questioning everything. That's why you have to surrender it. Just let it go. And then see the other and just allow it to happen, you know, and don't pick it apart. Oh my God, please don't start digging up the seeds before they've had a chance to sprout. Please don't make sure that they're growing. Make sure that they're happening. What happens when you try to dig up a seed after you've planted it? If you keep digging it up to look at it, make sure it's growing. What are you doing now?
Yeah.
What happens? What happens?
You sprouting yet? You sprouting yet?
Yeah. What's going to happen?
Am I supposed to answer that? Is that metaphor? It's going to die.
But I'm sure you'll have a right answer. It's going to kill it anyway. And it's showing doubt. See, you're not believing it. So you're not, it won't sprout for you. You plant the seed, you know that it will sprout and it will grow and it will become what it is you are wanting. You mm-hmm. just trust it. You know, I mean, what do? We plant seeds, they grow, right? They grow.
Sarah says it won't take root because she was tired of me not answering you. So she did.
Yeah. Thank you. Exactly. It can't, you know, and we always want to do, oh, I got to check on it. A metaphor that I had heard earlier, this is more one that came up more recently. It was like, oh, I like that one. But earlier someone had said, well, it's like, okay, you have a rosebud, you know, and it's going to come out and start going to full bloom, but you're like, oh, I just don't know if it's there. Is it really going to happen? And you start pulling the buds back, you know, the petals. It's like, are you really real whole rose? You know, I mean, it's like, it's going to kill it. You can't, but I like the seed one because that is what we're doing. When we're manifesting, we are planting seeds.
Yeah.
And if you keep checking on it and digging it up and everything and not trusting that it's going to grow. It's like also another thing, when you plant watermelon seeds, Tracy, what do you get?
Well, hopefully watermelon.
Yeah. Is there any possibility that you will ever get anything other than a watermelon when you plant watermelon seeds?
If that is the only thing I'm planting, I'm going to guess the answer to that is no.
Correct. If you plant corn seeds.
Corn.
If you plant tomato seeds.
There's this horrible part of me that wants to say grapefruits, but
I know, no. but there was no mistake in the seeds.
You planted what you planted.
Tomato seeds. So you're going to get I know it seems like, oh, that's silly. Why are you saying that? It's because so many times we plant seeds and then we're waiting for, it's like, oh, something else might happen though. It makes us start questioning everything. Oh, it's not going to work. You planted the seed, so you're going to get it. You planted, it has to happen, guys.
She's on such a roll and I hate to cut her off, but Julia, how do people become a practitioner? How do they find a practitioner?
QHHTofficial.com. You have the level one course if you want to take the course to learn how to help people find out who they are and just helping them explore consciousness. Also find a practitioner. There's a menu there. You can find people. You can find Tracy. You can find Monica. You can find Judy. You can, there's probably other practitioners in here. I don't know.
Yes, Linda and several others. Yeah.
Super. That's how you can find them. And or anybody in your area, get a session.
That's right.
Okay. Tracy. Oh, and juliacannon.com if you want to learn on SoulSpeak.
Yes. And you do want to know about SoulSpeak. The language of the body, all that good stuff. TracyMahan.com or go to QHHTofficial.com and find me under Find a Practitioner. I'm in Portland, Oregon area. I'm about 30 minutes out of Portland. So for those of you who ask that question a lot, I'm about 30-35 minutes out of Portland. So, all right, you guys, love you all. We'll be back again next week. Bye.